your impressions of what you've seen from the guys infield-wise this year?
I'll tell you what, it's been very, very good, very good work. The guys are improving every day. You know, very impressed with Gong. Obviously, he's in probably the best shape. I know this is a cliche here in spring training, but the guy has come in and put the work in, and he's in the best shape of his life, even before he got hurt. You know, he's moving better than ever been, the times he's been on the States. You know, Newman and Gonzalez, they're both athletic. You know, they're making plays. Offensively, they hopefully they get better, but as far as defense, they both are playing very good defense. And we're working with Moran with some stuff that hopefully gets him better. And Frazier, I think, is going to be really good just for the fact that he is only going to be a second baseman, which is going to help. So all he has to focus is on being on second base instead of being a second baseman one day, left field the next day, center field the next day, whatever it is. That's tough to do. Not too many people can do that. And it'll be good for him to be, to know that he's going to be only second base and that he's going to get his work in as a second baseman.
Joey, I was just talking to Adam, and he said mentally it's been so much easier just going out there and knowing you're going to be in the same spot. Is that key for these guys as well?
It's key for him, yeah. Just because in the past he has gotten hurt too. But it's tough. It's tough to do that. It's tough to do the second base thing and then go in the outfield. Different muscles, different soft process, all that kind of stuff. It's tough. But the fact that he's going to be only a second baseman, and he's going to help him not only on defense, he's going to help him on offense because he doesn't have to spend so much energy getting ready for so many positions. He's going to focus as a second baseman and then hit and do his thing.
All right, Joe, I want to circle back to a couple of guys. You've only spent a little bit of time with Eric. Just what are some of your impressions about him defensively?
Oh, he's very, very athletic. Very athletic. You're gonna see some plays that he's been a long time since somebody that people make those plays for us. He got his great range, tremendous arm, and all we're trying to do now is trying to hone his skills and make sure that he makes that routine play that we need to, that he's been made for years here in our team. But we get the routine plays now down, and then he's going to make some plays that they're going to be great and to his left and to his right. And it should be fun on defense with him playing when he plays shortstop.
Joey, Kevin put on about 15 pounds of muscle in the offseason. How have you seen that help him defensively?
And he has shown on defense. His arm is much better than when we saw him in September. He got a lot more carry on the ball. He's making plays in the hole that in September he couldn't make. Making the double play, he's moving much better. So you're going to see a much better player than what you saw in September. I've been telling people, he played for me in Altoona in double A. And he was much better than what he did in September. September, he was tired. He lost a lot of pounds. So he wasn't the player that we expect to see. So now he's fully healthy, strong, and hopefully we get the player that we all expected to be.
You mentioned the shape with Jung Ho, but the fact he hasn't played a lot of baseball, is it also some rust that he's knocking out and just getting through those reps again?
I think defensively he's fine. He's been really good defensively. And the rust is going to come on offense, obviously. I mean, watching, seeing pitches, breaking balls, all that kind of stuff is tough. That's the probably when you're going to see the rust the most. Defensively, he's been extremely good, moving left and right. The arm is there. The reactions is there. So he's going to be really good on defense. On offense, maybe you see he's going to take a little bit more time, but on defense, he's been fine.
Joey, what have been the struggles of Colin at third?
We're trying to get him to play a little deeper this year. So it's a different perspective. He hasn't been as deep, and he's playing right now. So we've been trying that, and hopefully he gets it. You know, we still got a little bit of ways to go here in spring training. But I'm not worried about him. He's a guy that And the thought process behind him playing deep is that so he'll be able to get to more balls. So when he gets used to that, to being able to, that he's getting to more balls, and then he doesn't have to rush, he'll be absolutely fine. Hopefully, he'll get it.
Joey, you've had a little time with the next wave. I just want to ask you your thoughts on Cabrian and Cole and Kramer and what they will bring in the future.
They'll bring a very athletic infield when they get here. Hayes he's amazing. He's defensively, he's ready. He's ready right now, defensively, without a doubt. And Cole has improved so much from the first time I saw him in the minor leagues to now. He's healthy. He's experienced. He's always going to bring energy. We knew that. But now he's getting the fundamentals down, and he's got a lot of confidence. So hopefully he's got a good year under his belt in AAA, and he's going to be ready to help us really, really soon.
Joey, we talked to you last year. Obviously, there were still a lot of struggles in Puerto Rico. How is your homeland, and how is recovery going?
A lot better, man. He's amazing. All that help that not only the people in Pittsburgh, but all over the United States, they help us a lot. And Puerto Rico is back. He's really back. It's amazing that the turnaround from that day in October and in September in 17 to now is been amazing. And hopefully we keep on going. And now hopefully we get to help Venezuela, which they need a lot of help now. And hopefully we get to do the same thing that we did for Puerto Rico. Hopefully we get to do for Venezuela.